The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Copyright Burlington Books, 2018. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Aunt Polly is angry.
Tom, where are you, Tom? I know you're doing something bad,
shouted Aunt Polly. She looked all over for her young nephew, in the garden, up in the trees, and inside the coal shed. But young Tom was not in any of these places. Aunt Polly returned to the house, frustrated. Then she saw him, and he saw her. Tom tried to escape, but Aunt Polly stopped him.
There's jam all over your face, she said. You know you can't take jam from the cupboard. You're a bad boy, and I'm going to punish you. You never listen to me.
Aunt Polly,
Tom shouted suddenly.
Look behind you.
Aunt Polly turned around, and Tom escaped. Aunt Polly was angry for a minute, but then she laughed.
Oh, that boy! He's very quick and clever, she said.
The next day was Saturday, and Aunt Polly was in the kitchen, having breakfast. Tom entered the room.
Goodbye, Aunt Polly,
he said.
I'm going to see my friends.
No, you aren't, Tom,
Aunt Polly replied.
Today you must work. That's your punishment, because you ate the jam without permission, and then you ran away. And you didn't go to school 2 days last week. Your teacher told me that.
Tom was shocked.
Work?
He exclaimed.
Aunt Polly, it's Saturday. That's not fair. Nobody works on Saturday.
Aunt Polly went into the garden with Tom and pointed to the fence.
Look, Tom, this fence is dirty and in terrible condition, she said. You must paint it. I want a nice white fence around the house.
Tom brought the paint from the house and started to paint. He thought about his friends.
Here I am, working on Saturday, and all my friends are having fun,
he thought.
It's not fair.
Tom painted very slowly because the work was very boring. Suddenly, he had an idea. He started to paint carefully and often stopped to look at the fence. Soon, his friend Jimmy arrived.
What are you doing? Leave that. Let's go to the river.
Tom didn't answer his friend. He continued painting slowly and carefully.
Are you listening, Tom?
Asked Jimmy.
Why are you working on Saturday?
Oh, hello, Jimmy. I didn't hear you. I was concentrating,
Tom answered.
This is art, not work.
Art? That's interesting. Can I help you?
Asked Jimmy.
No, sorry, but you can't. It's very difficult, and the fence must be perfect,
answered Tom.
Tom, please,
Jimmy said.
I'll give you my apple.
Okay, but be very careful,
said Tom in a serious voice. Some more friends came to Tom's garden. They were very surprised. What are you doing, Jimmy? They asked.
I'm painting Tom's fence,
Jimmy explained.
It's art.
All the boys wanted to paint the fence and gave Tom something in exchange. Tom sat under a tree and watched his friends work. They finished quickly and left, very happy. Tom was very happy too. He went into the house.
Aunt Polly, come and see your nice white fence,
he said. Aunt Polly looked at the fence. She was surprised.
You did the work very quickly, Tom. Well done. You're a good boy.
Yes, I worked hard,
said Tom.
Can I go and play now?
Aunt Polly gave Tom a big red apple.
Yes, now you can go with your friends, she said.
Tom took the apple and left. Life was good.